each had to do a report on someplace, and I'm doing a report on Hawaii, and we're taking notes and doing research. This summer we're going camping, and in the month of July, this summer I'm going to go to Brownie's sleepaway camp. It's all girls.
You'll mess my hair, and it's very special for tonight. It's just the way I want it. It's in a page boy with a high top, and that's the way I like it.
I'm taking guitar lessons, and that's fun. I take drama lessons after school, and that's great. And I've been working on the school newspaper. I might be editor next year. And I've been discovering boys.
You know what that is?
What's that?
That is, if you were a parent, what you've just heard is a parent clock.
Huh, a parent clock. That's kind of cool.
Because a kid gets older, you can't deny the fact that you must be getting older too. When your son has hair on his legs, I thought, oh man, I'm getting old. But this is true. This is how the whole world works, I think.
Everything is a clock, I guess.
Yeah.
By the way, that was Nancy Grows Up, an audio flipbook recorded and arranged by the great radio producer Tony Schwartz, thanks to him, and to Smithsonian Folkways Recordings, and also to you, Mr. Robert Krowich, for joining me today on our program to talk about time. So here's my question. If we've got an example of what you just called a parent clock, you've got other kinds of time, you know, like personal time, getting out of bed time.
Yeah, like most of existence, really, time was measured by, oh, it's lunchtime, it's wake-up time, it's
right.
Time to milk the cow time, events or task time.
Tasks times. How do we get from task and personal time to clock time?
Ah, now that's interesting. Let's go back to the 1800s and imagine a guy, we'll call him, Zoltan Treboygan.
Zoltan Treboygan.
Yes. Living in Sandusky, Ohio. And suppose Zoltan wants to know, you know, what time it is.
Okay.
So, if Zoltan walked into, say, Bigsby's Tavern and asked,
Mr. Bigsby, could I trouble you for the time? It's right in front of you. You see this clock here? It's built by my nephew, not the smartest boy in the world. It says 33 minutes past the hour. Is that right? Of course it's right.
However, if Zoltan, instead of going into the tavern, had he gone at the exact same moment into the bank building?
How can I help you, sir? I wondered if you could show me the time. 3 minutes past the hour. Is it right, though? Yes, it's right.
Or, at that very same moment, suppose instead of going to the tavern or the bank, he'd gone to the hotel.
Can I help you?
Could you tell me the time?
Yes, of course. My timepiece here says...
Oh, is that silver?
Silver style, actually. It's 19 past the hour.
So at the tavern, it's 33 past the hour. At the hotel, 19 past the bank, 3 past. What time is it really in Sandusky? That's the question. The answer is, there was no official time in Sandusky.
Huh? What do you mean there's no official time in Sandusky?
There wasn't any, not in 1850. The government didn't have a time.
Really?
All there were clocks. So in Ohio, in the 1850s, you'd have as many times as there were clocks in the town.
Huh.
So there was no reason, when you think about it, to synchronize. If your clock and my clock were 4 minutes or 10 minutes different in Sandusky in the 1850s, who cares? Until the railroad changed everything.